And this is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. With case numbers rising, New Hampshire school nurses are among the people on the front lines of the pandemic. Emily Donati began working as a school nurse this year at Lamprey River Elementary School in Raymond. She joins me now to reflect on her experience. Emily, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
What's been the hardest part for you about doing this job during the pandemic?
So it's been definitely a roller coaster learning just how to be a school nurse, kind of the basics of that job. And then on top of that, trying to help the school navigate going back safely during the pandemic. So I kind of feel like I'm doing two jobs a lot of times, just doing the basic school nurse role and then also kind of like pandemic consulting.
And are you in the building or are you doing your nursing from home?
So we have been in a hybrid model. Currently, we're in a short, hopefully a short duration of remote learning, but all through the fall, we have been in a hybrid model. So we've been in person. So it's less people in the building, but something as simple as a runny nose becomes more more in-depth than it ever would have been in the past.
Right, because who knows if it's your run-of-the-mill runny nose or a symptom of something much more dangerous.
Exactly. So we have to take all of those symptoms very seriously and really weigh every decision that we make very carefully.
What can you tell us about the toll this kind of learning situation is having on kids?
So, you know, when I see kids in my office, I see them, you know, doing really well with the masks and doing their best with the social distancing. And I feel that they're happy to kind of be in person at school, even if it looks very different. So certainly it is a hardship for all our families and our students, and it's been a huge adjustment, but I've seen a lot of resilience in the student population, and that's been really inspiring for me.
And have you talked to school nurses from other schools? And if so, is there something that you found that you were all experiencing as school nurses?
Yeah, I think we're all just going through the same kind of things of, trying to balance safety and learning and just a lot of pressure and a lot of weight with every decision we make, I think is just kind of the theme.
Can you tell me more about that weight?
Yeah, it just feels like, my previous inclination would be if a student just has a mild illness, then let's keep these kids learning, let's keep them in school. Unless they're truly sick. But the script has really been flipped this year, and we really can't have those mild illnesses in school. And so, every time a student is sent down to my office, I really have to assess what's going on and make a decision, keeping in mind the safety of the students and the staff, and also just the well-being of the families in the district and the students.
From a health perspective, given what you know about kids, what's one thing you wish kids or families or households were doing right now to increase everybody's chances of staying safe?
Just wearing their masks when they need to go out and staying home as much as possible and really limiting those unnecessary gatherings. And then also just modeling a good attitude for the young people, the kids and the students, because I think the way that adults handle and respond to this is very contagious and very visible to the younger kids, and they will kind of follow suit to how we react.
So when you say good attitude, what do you mean?
I hear a lot of, the poor kids, they have to do this, they have to wear the masks. But I think if we look at it from a different frame, that it's great news that they're able to get to school in person at all this year. I mean, I feel that that's been a win. So just looking at it from that positive view of, we're getting the kids in the building a little bit and we're trying to stay as safe as possible. So I think that's the best that we can do in this situation. And I think coming at it from an attitude of positivity is just going to be better for everybody.
Emily Donati is school nurse at Lamprey River Elementary School in Raymond. Emily, thank you very much for sharing your insight with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can find more of our coverage of how New Hampshire schools are affected by the pandemic. Look for COVID in the classroom at nhpr.org.